From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. South Florida's Democratic Congress members are rejecting President Donald Trump's proposal to end the government shutdown. Trump says he'll temporarily extend the deferred action for childhood arrivals and temporary protected status programs in exchange for funding for a border wall. He previously vowed to end both programs known as DACA and TPS, which shield immigrants from deportation. Congressman Ted Deutsch says the proposal is outrageous.
He takes this terrible situation with Dreamers that he created, the terrible situation with immigrants who rely on TPS that he's created, and he's now using that to try to make things better. The president is not a deal maker.
Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz touted a separate Democratic plan to enhance border security.
Checkpoint security, sensors and sonar, technology, so that we can make sure that people who would do Americans harm and who have bad intentions can be more likely to be caught.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he'll bring a proposal to the Senate floor this week to try to end the shutdown. But as that shutdown continues, federal employees in South Florida say they're bracing for it to continue. Linda Jones is an unpaid TSA worker at Miami International Airport. She says she's burdened through her savings. She now fears she may lose her home.
How do I pay my mortgage? How do I pay for the repairs? How do I pay the utilities? Am I going to just be in a house that doesn't have lights or electricity?
Robert Guevara is a furloughed federal aviation inspector.
I take care of my mother. She's got dementia. I'm having to negotiate her rent to see if they want to increase it. I'm just trying to get them to keep it at last year's amount.
Workers will miss another paycheck this week if that shutdown continues. This is WLRN News. I'm Luis Hernandez.